my God, I'm so mad. I just filmed this whole video and it rewinded on TikTok and deleted the entire fucking thing. This is my breakfast. These little crackers have avocado toast on it with lemon and all sorts of seasonings. This is turkey bacon. I had 4 pieces, but I fucking ate it. This is what I just got yesterday. It's 8 grams of protein in 3 of these little crackers. And it has pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, flax seeds, chia seeds, sesame seeds. It's all really good for your skin. So like, period, I really, really like these. Ella's Flats. Love them. And it's pretty good, actually. I wanted to give an update on my skin. It's only been 4 days, so I don't think the diet has kicked in yet, but I've decided that I'm gonna stop taking what the dermatologist prescribed to me because I don't know if it's just purging anymore, and I'm honestly just tired of it. It's been 2.5 months of me using Epiduo Forte, and wherever I put it, an instant cystic pimple comes up. Like, and it's been 2 months of this. Like, I usually break out in my chin. I've never broken out in my cheeks ever in my life. It's usually like my forehead and my chin, never ever my cheeks. So I read somewhere that purging isn't supposed to make you break out in places that you don't normally break out. So I think my skin just doesn't fucking like it, and that's just is what it is. So I'm gonna stop it because I'm just like, at this point, I'm giving myself more scars. Like, is there a light at the end of the tunnel? I don't know. I used to use Curology and it really, really helped my skin, but I tried it again in 2025 and I just feel like it wasn't doing enough. So I went to this extreme and it's just doing way too much entirely. So I'm gonna stop it. I don't care. Hopefully eating good will help. I don't know. Also, mentally I'm doing good with this food. Like, I don't feel restricted. I haven't like crashed out about it at all. Like, honestly, I feel pretty good and excited about like new meals I can make, and I think it's also helping that I'm posting about it, so that's fun. I feel like if I'm cooking at home, it's easy peasy. When I start to go out to eat, that's gonna be the difficult stuff, I think. But it's pretty fun. I'm not craving sugar as much as I thought I would because I have like Lily's chocolates and stuff that are stevia and sugar free. So I need those, like, or else I'd be like tweaking out because I do need something sweet sometimes. Yeah, haven't been hungry at all. All the stuff I've been making is very filling and it's not like low calorie, so feeling good.